It's Rambling Man Fair, and it's Alan from King King. Welcome.
Thank you.
I've got to confess, I did think it was a burlesque band when I first saw it, because somebody it was joined up right. I thought, King Key, what's that?
That's something we get all the time.
I would imagine, course. Yeah.
Well, my accent doesn't help either. When people say, what's the name of the band? And I say, King Key. King Kong. It's always everything. They always go through about five or six before they get to
That's
King
it.
King.
Yeah. Yeah, Scottish burlesque band.
That's it, yeah. Yeah. That's probably about the size of it, yeah.
It'd work. But you've been busy, to say the least, the last, well, several years, but really the last 18 months seems to be non-stop.
I mean, it's always, like you say, it's always been busy, but I mean, yeah, over the last year or two, it always takes off a little bit and it starts getting crazy. And I forget where I live. Yeah. Does anyone know?
Yeah, you do that, you get up in the morning, you do your rider, it's like, no, I've got to make my own breakfast today.
Yeah. I've got to cut out my bedroom at home like a hotel room, so I can sleep at night.
Get friends to give you a call at 9 a.m, I need my wake-up call. Yeah.
I've got in for my croissant and my breakfast.
There seems to be, and I've noticed in the last sort of probably 2 or 3 years, a real influx of blues bands and artists. I mean, you could say they've always been there, but I don't know whether it's just people's mind, whether it's radio play, but there just seems to be this pool of musicians and bands of
the
blues.
Yeah, I mean, I think the whole, you know, the kind of the blues scene in the UK has always been sort of it's always been kept a little bit underground, you know, and it's, I think maybe due to the, you know bands like ourselves and a few others, you know, kind of making a little bit of a breakthrough across to the kind of rock scene, you know, and I think that kind of turns the attention of a lot of people that maybe never knew that kind of existed or those bands existed, you know, which is only a good thing, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Is blues misunderstood? Because to a lot of people, I woke up this morning and I got out of it. You know, it's the 12-bar send you to sleep lullaby stuff.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a stereotype with it, and people who maybe, you know, are not really heavily involved in supporting it maybe tend to think that a little bit of it. It's a little bit sort of old man music and stuff like that, but We know the truth.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Of course, your two big singles, which we've been playing to, not quite to death, but we're getting close. It gets played that much. Rush Hour and Crazy, of course. Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't listen to them and go, blues. That's classic.
No,
rock,
not
right
at all.
There.
Of course, yeah. I mean, you know, and you know, I think, you know, from a writing point of view for myself, I write the songs mainly, and my influences come heavily from bands like Freeing, Big Company, Ellie Whitesnake, Thin Lizzy, Thunder. Along with the greats, you know, Muddy Waters, BB King, T-Bone Walker, all those kind of guys. So there's always a massive, that influence is always going to be in the writing. So, but yeah, I mean, you listen to those songs, you think that's not a blues band. I think just the association of King King from our early roots in blues has kept us in that sort of that little category a little bit.
But like I said, staying busy because you've got the UK tour later this year as well.
In November, yeah. So this was my last show for a couple of months. I'm going into hospital to get rid of a few polyps on my vocal cords.
Okay.
I've sang myself to illness over the last couple of years. I'm a bit of a mess.
So well, that's the next album's material right there.
So I'm going in for an operation next week, and then I've got you know, I've given myself a hearty 2 weeks off, and then we're starting recording in the studio for the new album. So
okay, schedule for that? What plan for release date?
Well, we've got a live album coming out first in October, and that's going to coincide with a European tour in October, then of course the UK tour in November, and then it'll be sort of early spring next year for the new album, studio album.
Well, best of luck with the surgery.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
Cheers.
And this weekend's performance, and we will see you on the UK tour later in the year.
Yes, please. Thank you.